Today's Amud is Yevamos Kaf Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on for Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, 19 lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Hataras Yevamo Lashuk v'shmitas Roiv Ha'akev, that the part of the chalitza that's ma'akev, the Yevamo has to take off the shoe from the Yavam's foot. Once she takes it off a majority of the akev of the heel, so that's already considered a chalitza. Meaning the, really a person's foot is divided into two parts. There's the part that's called the regel, which is from the tip, from the toes, all the way until the heel. And then the akev is the heel. Once the Yevamo takes off the shoe, that it comes off Rive of the Yavam's heel, so that's the ikar part of the chalitza. That's when it's already chal, shame chalitza. Ask the Gemara, really, the ikar is the heel? May say, but we learned in the Braisa that hutru ritsuais min al v'sando. If let's say the Yavam took off the ritsuais, he's the one who untied the shoe, and then the Yavama just did the rest. Aisha shama rive haregel, where the Yavam, he's the one who already took off the shoe, off majority of his regel, and then the Yavama just did the rest. So the halacha is chalitza asa psula. So the chalitza is going to be considered pasul because she didn't take off his shoe, he took off the shoe. Now taima de shamadu, it sounds like only because he took it off, because the yavam took it off. Hasham tehi, it's mashma that if she would have been the one to have done that, so then chalitza asa kshera. So then the chalitza would have been would have been kshera. And what you see from here, from this diak, that Rav HaRegel in, that what case does is it true that if she did it, it would be kosher? If she did Rav HaRegel. Rav HaRegel in, Rav HaAkev Lai. It's not about the Akev, it's not about the heel, it's about the Regel. To which the Gemara says, Lai, no, Hainu Rav HaRegel, Hainu Rav HaAkev. When this Braisa spoke about Rav HaRegel, it's really referring to the heel. It's very misleading, but really it's referring to the heel. Ramai karu le Rav HaRegel, why is it referred to it as regel? The kula chela de kara ale daches, because the regel it puts its strength on it. So therefore on the heel. So that's why it has a shame regel, because the whole regel puts its strength, it leans on it. So since the whole regel leans on it, so that's why it has a shame of that's why it's also called regel. But really it's referring to the heel. Now says the Gemara about this Braisa, so the Braisa is clear that she has to be the one to untie the shoe and take it off. So Misayele Rabbi Yanai, this supports that which Rabbi Yanai taught us. Dam Rabbi Yanai Ben Shehitir Hu Veshamta, he, whether he's the one who untied it and all she did was take off the shoe, Ben Shehitira Hi Ushamat Hu, or all she did was untie it and then he's the one who then took it off. The halacha is Chalitza Sapsula, the Chalitza is Pasul, Ach Shetatir Hi V'Tashmin Hi. She has to be the one both to untie it and she has to be the one to take it off of his foot. In fact, he's not even able to assist at all. It has to be totally her who takes off the shoe completely. He's not allowed to move it closer to. He's not allowed to help her. She has to take it off completely. What's the halacha of, instead of slipping it off of the Yavam's foot, she tears it. And by tearing it, mamela, now it comes off of his foot. Or sarfatu mahu. What's the halacha if she takes a match and she burns the shoe? So she is responsible for getting the shoe, and now it's not on his foot, but she didn't actually take it off. So what's the halacha? Is that called a chalitza? The yisayda of the shayla is what's the lamdis of chalitza? Guluye karabina v'ayika. She has to reveal his foot, and she did that. Aydilma chalitza b'inan v'leko. Or maybe there's a din dafka for her to take off the shoe, and in this case, in these cases, she didn't actually take it off, says the Gemara Teiku. Another interesting shayla, says the Gemara, b'ayim ne'ir of Nechemya me'rabo. Now Rav Nechemya asked Rabbo, Shnei Minalim Ze Al Gav Ze Mahu. What's the halacha if, let's say, the Yavam is wearing two shoes, one on top of the other, and she only takes off one of them? So says the Gemara Hechidami, which shoe did she take off? What exactly is the case that Rav Nechemya was asking Rabbo? Ilema Deshlafte Lilai V'Kaita Toi. If you're going to tell me that she took off the outer shoe, but the inner shoe is still on the Yavam's foot, so that's Pasha that that's not a good chalitza, because the shoe that she took off was wasn't on the Yavam's foot. It was on the shoe that was on the Yavam's foot. She didn't take off a shoe from the Yavam's foot. She took off a shoe from on top of a shoe from on top of the Yavam's foot. So, and me'al amarachmana v'loy me'al de'me'al. The Torah says that when she has to take off his shoe, the lashon of the Torah is v'chaltza na'aloy. She takes off his shoe me'al ragloy, from his foot. And if you're going to tell me that this shoe is on top of another shoe, so the shoe wasn't on her, on his foot. The shoe was on top of a shoe on his foot. So that's pasha, that's not going to help. Says the Gemara, leitzricha de karate li'iloy. The case is that she tore the top shoe, and then v'shalafte l'tatoy, and then she was able to remove the inner, the bottom shoe. So the top shoe, the outer shoe, is still there. It was torn in a way that she was able to take off the inner shoe, but the outer shoe is still there. So she took off a shoe from on his foot, because she took off the inner shoe. So she was chaltza mina analoi me'al ragloi, but she didn't reveal his foot, because he still now has an outer shoe that's still there on his foot. Interesting, but see, is how she came up with a way to do such a thing, but she was able to do that. So that's the shaila. So my, what's the halacha? Chalitza be'inin va'iko. All we need is that she takes off his shoe, in which case, she did that. She took off his shoe from his foot. Ay dilma galuye karabin and veleko. Or maybe no. Maybe there's an Indian dafka to reveal his foot. And in this case, being that there's an outer shoe, so she didn't reveal his foot. So that was the shaila that Rabbi Nechemya asked Rabbah. Now ask the Gemara a very interesting question. Ask the Gemara, umi ika ki ay gavna? Does anybody do that? Does anybody wear two shoes? So fact taisis, fact some of the Rishayim, what, now you wake up and ask such a kasha? We have the most strange cases in Shas. Mamish, like the most strange things you could think of. Nowhere in Shas do we ask, umi ika ki ay gavna? Does anybody do that? All of a sudden over here, the Gemara asks, umi ika ki ay gavna? What's the pshat? All of a sudden over here, wearing two shoes. This was the strangest thing we could think of. It happens to be people sometimes wear somewhat of an idea of two shoes. When it's raining, people wear the rubbers over the shoes. So it's not like the most crazy thing. Here all of a sudden, the Gemara is the kasha. Umi ika ki ay gavna? Does anybody do that? How are you handling such a shaila? There's much stranger cases. Why all of a sudden here is the Gemara waking up? So Taisa's tarot is a little difficult. The Taisa's the Rush says that what the Gemara means to ask is that being that nobody does such a thing, so therefore it doesn't have a shame minal. You're assuming that this is called a minal. And she took off the inner shoe, so she did a chalitza, but she didn't reveal his foot. Ask the Gemara that no, nobody does that. And if nobody does that, then maybe it doesn't even have a shame minal. So how could that be called a chalitza bichal? To which the Gemara says it's not really that strange. And people do wear sometimes multiple shoes. Like the story, the chazua rabbanul rav Yehuda, the nafik, bechamisha zuze muke l'shuka. That once the Rabbanan saw Rav Yehuda, that he was walking outside with five pairs of shoes. So you see, there are times where a person would want to wear extra protection, and at times someone would do such a thing. So it's not so strange. It does have a shemina. The shaila was just whether or not there's an idea that it has to be she reveals his foot, and in this case she didn't. So that's why the Gemara had a shaila about it. Now says the Gemara, "I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav." Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, a new case, that Yavama shehigdila beina achen. Let's say you have Yavama, she was very young at the time when her husband died, and she was old enough to get married, not old enough to do Yibam, apparently, and she's very little, and there are Yavamin. The husband died without any children, and now she falls to Yibam, to the brothers, to Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Lemaisa, she's very little. So they help her, though. They help her out. She's their sister-in-law, Lemaisa. They're Shemera's Yavam. So they keep her around the house, and they help raise her. So she's Yavama shehigdila beina achen. She was raised amongst the brothers. The halacha is that when she gets old enough, mutaras li nasei la'achem min ha'achem, will allow her to do yibam with one of the brothers. Why not? Why would there be a tzana? Says the Gemara that ve'ein choyshishin shem echolta sandu la'achem mehen. We don't have to be choyshish, that maybe since she grew up amongst them, maybe one day one of the brothers asked her for help taking off his shoe. In which case she would have done chalitza already. Once she does chalitza, there's an iser leisa say, kevin shleibana shuv le'yivne. We don't have to be chayshish for that. We don't have to be chayshish that maybe she took off one of their shoes and that she did chalitza. Rather, we'll allow her to perform yibam with one of the brothers. Now ask the Gemara, wait a second. It sounds like that why do we allow her to do yibam? Because we're not chayshish that she took off his shoe. Taima deloy chazina. It sounds like only because we don't know that she actually ever took off one of their shoes. And we don't have to be choshesh for it. Hachazinan, but what would be if we know for a fact that she took off one of their shoes? It sounds like chayshinan, that we'd be choshesh, that maybe now that counts as a chalitza, and therefore we would not allow her to do yibam. Now wait a second, just because he was having a hard time taking off his shoe, and she took it off, that's called chalitza? Vatani, we learned in the braisa, that bein shen eschavein hu v'lein eschavein hi, bein shen eschavein hi v'lein eschavein hu, whether he had kavanah to do the chalitza but not her, or she had the kavanah to do the chalitza but not him, he didn't know that this is called chalitza. The halacha is chalitza sapsula. The chalitza is pasul. You need both the avam and the avama to have kavana when it comes to chalitza. Not clear exactly which kavana is needed, but there needs to be some level of kavana. And mamela, if he had a hard time taking off his shoe one day and she took it off, no, but that wouldn't constitute chalitza. So frak the gemara, how could you say that the reason why we allow her when she gets older to do yibam is because we don't have to be chayshish that maybe one day she took off his shoe, even if we saw her taking off one of their shoes one day. We should still allow her to do yibam later. So says the Gemara, two terutzim. Says the Gemara, terutz number one, that hachik amar, this is what the Braisa means, this is what Rav Yehuda Merav meant to say, that afal gav de chazinon, even if we saw her taking off one of their shoes, we still allow her to perform yibam, because ein chayshishin means that ein chayshishin that shem kivnu, that shem nekivnu. We don't have to be chayshish that maybe they had kavana for chalitza. There's no reason to be chayshish for that, and therefore even if we saw that she took off one of their shoes, we would still allow her later on to perform yibam. That's teretz number one. Or teretz number two, vika de amri, that no, it's taka like we originally assumed, that taima de le chazinon, it's only because we didn't see her doing a chalitza. Hachazinan, if we would have seen her, if we would have known for a fact that one day she assisted her brother-in-law taking off his shoe, so then chayshishin, we would be chayshish, and we would not allow her to perform yibam. Why? But I thought chalitza needs kavana, so who cares if she helped him take off his shoe? Because the katana ba'i kavana, that which the braisa says, that chalitza requires kavana, hanimili lishturuye la'alma. That's only when it comes to being matter to marry Lashak, so she'll need kavana. But avalachen mifsula. But as soon as she does a chalitza, even a chalitza psula like this, where it doesn't fully work, it's not actually matter to marry Lashak because they didn't have kavana. Lamaisa, it's enough of a chalitza that now there's like an isser of shuvla yivne. Maybe only midrabanan, but there's an isser of shuvla yivne that she's not allowed to do yibam. So the second teretz is a taka that the reason why we allow her to do yibam is because we don't have to be chayshish that maybe one day she helped one of the brothers taking off his shoe. But if we would know that she once helped the brother take off his shoe, so then taka would be aser for her to then do yibam. Says the Gemara Vayter now, a new halacha, Rav Yehuda Merav, another halacha from Rav Yehuda Merav, that sandal atafur bepishtan ein chaltzin bay. That if you have a chalitza shoe that's stitched with linen, either a linen lining or the stitching on the shoe is made from linen, so then you cannot use that for chalitza. The minal of a chalitza shoe has to be made of only the skin of a behema, has to be only be made from a behema. It cannot be made from linen. What's the makar? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ve'enalich tachash. It says the pasuk, it calls a shoe tachash, which is a certain type of animal. So you see that a shoe, a minal, it has to be from an animal. So if you use pishtan as part of the chalitza shoe, so then that's not going to be considered a minnow, and then it's going to be pasul for chalitza. Well, says the Gemara, if it says v'analich tachash, that the shoe is tachash, ve'ema tachash en midachrin eloi, so maybe it has to be dafka made from tachash skin, and you can't use other animal products. You can't use other things, other skins. It has to be dafka tachash. Says the Gemara, no, because na'al riba. It says in the parasha of chalitza, the word na'al twice, so we darshan from there that there's a riboy that even though it says in Yecheskel v'nal tachash, you could only that a tachash is a nal, but by chalitza we're going to be more inclusive. We'll allow more things. Well, says the Gemara, if you have a riboy of nal that you're allowed to be married by more materials, more things, so then in nal riba afilu kol mili nami. So why don't we say go all the way with it? Say it's married by everything, and that you could even use pishtan. Says the Gemara, that much it can't be because imkain tachash mayahani le. So then then why does Yechezkel call a shoe Tachash? It has to be that Tachash is coming to exclude something, so we'll say that Tachash is excluding non-animal products. It's excluding linen. But as long as it's an animal product, which is very similar to a Tachash, so then it could be used for the minhal. So that's how we know that it has to be made from an animal product, and it can't be made from Pishtan. Now says the Gemara, Bai Minei Rabbi Elazar Mirav. Rabbi Elazar asked the Shaila from Rav, that who shall are, let's say the shoe is made out of leather, out of ar, utreis yosav shall say ar, and then the straps, they're made from and from the hair of an animal. So it is made from an animal, but it's not ar. Mahu, what's the halacha? Samar lei, so he said back to him, so Rav said back to Rabbi Elazar, that mi loy karina bei venalich tachash, what would be the problem? Lamaisa, it's made from animal product, so why would it be a problem? So Ihachi said back to him, Rabbi Elazar said back to him, Ihachi, if so, if you're telling me it can be made out of Seyar, so then Kulay so Seyar Nami, you're also going to tell me that even if the entire shoe is just made from hairs of an animal, that also could be kasha for a chalitza shoe? So he said to back to him that no, ahu kurka mikri. That's already not called a minal, that's already called a kurka. But once it's a minal, because it's mainly leather, and then you also want to have the Tres Yosef made out of Seyar, so Lamais it's animal product, so it's not going to be excluded from Tachash, so it's still going to be mutter. The only thing that's excluded from Tachash is something that's not that doesn't come from an animal. More like linen. Amar le Rav Kahana l'Shmuel. Rav Kahana asks an interesting kasha, an interesting shaila from Shmuel, that, you know, we're learning this parak now, mitzvahs chalitza. Mitzvahs chalitza all comes from the pasuk that said, or a few pasukim really, but it comes from the pasuk which says that the Yavama goes to the Yavam, and she's v'choltza na'aloi me'al raglai. That's the lashon of the pasuk, which we always translate to mean, that the chaltza na'alei, that she takes off his shoe, me'al raglei, from his foot. Says the Gemara, says Rav Kahana to Shmuel, how do you know that? That's what the pasuk means. How do you know that the chaltza na'alei, me'al raglei, means that mishlafu, that she takes off his shoe? Who says? So I'll tell you where you probably are coming from, why you assume it means to take it off. Because we find the lashon of chalitza, that it means taking off. Dechsiv, the pasuk says, by nigei batim, when there's a neged saras, on the stones of a house, so the pasuk says, v'chiltzu es ha'avanim asher behena naga, that you take away, you remove the stones that have on them the nega. So you see, that chalitza is a lashon of removing, so that's why you assume that when the pasuk says, v'chalatz v'chiltza na'aloi, it means that she takes off a shoe. But asked Rav Kahana to Shmuel, that we have other psukim where chalitza seems to be describing the opposite. It seems to be describing giving strength, putting it on, reinforcing. So ve'im azeruzehu. Say over here also that when the pasuk says v'chaltzan aloi, it means that the yavam is supposed to put a shoe on the yavam's foot, not that she takes the shoe off the yavam's foot. Maybe the pasuk means that she puts a shoe on the yavam's foot. And where do we get such a precedent from that chalitza is a lashon of zeruzeh, of getting ready, of getting ready to go? As the pasuk says by Mechemes Midian, that hechaltzu me'itchem anashim matzava, that you should gather together, get ready, get the people ready to go out to war. So you see, chalitza is a lashon of zeruzeh. So maybe that's what it means, v'chaltzan aloi. It means that she puts a shoe onto the yavam's foot. Says the Gemara, no. Hasam nami shalufei mi beisa likrava. There, chalitza does not mean a lashon of zeruzeh. What it means is that each person should leave their houses to get ready for war. But the word chalitza was going on removing, of going away, of leaving the house. So chalitza always means to leave, to remove, like we're saying it means by chalitza of Yavam and Yavama. We'll ask the Gemara still. Like say we have a different pasuk which says yichalitz ani ba'anyai, that you support an ani in his poverty. So you see chalitza is a lashon of supporting, of putting it on. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what the pasuk means. There chalitza also means to take off, and what it means is that bischar anyai yichaltzu medina shal gehenim, that be'anyai means bischar anyai, in reward for this poor person being poor, so Hashem will yichalitz ani, he'll take the ani away, he'll take him away from gehenim. Says the Gemara, still we find other places where chalitza is a lashon of strengthening. Haksiv, the pasuk says, "Chayne Malach Hashem saviv liraya v'chaltzim," that the Malach will support the Yarei Hashem. Says the Gemara, no, there also what it means is b'schar yireyav, that in the schar that there yirei Hashem, so yichaltzim medina shal gehenim, the Malach will remove them from the din of Gehenna. But still, chalitza always is a lashon of removing. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Ela haksiv, the pasuk says, "Vatzmaisecha yachlitz," that he'll give strength to your bones. Vamr Blazer zumula shebe brachis. Rabbi Blazer says that this is one of the best brachis we got. Vamr Rav, and Rav explained that what the pasuk means is the ruze garme, that he's going to give strength to your bones. So you see chalitza, vatzmaisecha yachlitz. Yachlitz is a lashon of zeruze. Mamish lahedya. That's what Rav taught us. That the pasuk means zeruze garme, that Hashem's going to give strength to your bones. So you see zeruze is a lashon of giving strength. So maybe she gives strength to the avam by putting the shoe on his foot, not that she takes the shoe off of his foot. So says the Gemara in Echanami, in Mashmachi, Mashmachi. You're right, in Echanami, the word chalitza could technically mean to put on, just like it can mean to take off. So how do we know in our context that it means to take off the shoe? Says the Gemara, because by our psukim we don't just have the word chalitza. Read the next couple words. Dahacha over here, Yisalka Daitach Zeruzehu, if you're going to really assume that it means that she puts the shoe onto his foot, so Im Kain, Lichtoi Rachmana, V'chalza Na'aloi, Biragloi. The Torah should have said that she puts the shoe on his foot, Biragloi. She puts the shoe on his foot. Instead we have that V'chalza Na'aloi, Me'al Ragloi, that she takes it off from his foot. If she's putting it on, you don't say Me'al Ragloi, you say Biragloi. So says the Gemara, no, I'll tell you, there's a reason why the pasuk couldn't say biragla. He couldn't speak it in such terms, because yikasav rachmana biragla, if the Torah would have said biraglai, so have amina biraglai in b'shoikulai. I would have thought it has to be dafka on his foot, but if he's somewhat of an amputee and it's on his calf, that wouldn't be good enough. Kas rachmana me'al raglai, that's why we needed the Torah to say this lashon of me'al. We needed it to be me'al raglai dafilu b'shoikulai. Even the part that's not mamish his regal, just right above his regal, namely the shoik, that even that is a kasher place to do a chalitza. Still says the Gemara, if the Torah meant to say that she puts the shoe on his foot, so im kein lichtav rachmana bima'al ragloi, that v'chaltza na'aloi bima'al ragloi, that she puts on the shoe onto al ragloi, which would include shaykai, and you would still have the bays in there, bima'al ragloi, that she's putting it on. Me'al ragloi, from the fact, my me'al ragloi, why does the Torah say me'al ragloi? Shema mina mishlafu, you see that it means that she takes the shoe off, and not that she's putting it on. So in a chanami, the word chalitza be'etzim could mean putting on, but in this context, that's definitely not what it means. One final Gemara for today. Amar Leah, who mina the Rebbe Gamliel. A certain apikaris once said to Rebbe Gamliel, that Amma de chalitzli mari mine, you're a nation that Hashem did chalitza to you, and kevin shalai bana shuvla yivne, so now Hashem removed you for forever. He did chalitza to you, and you can never be together again. What's my raya that Hashem did chalitza to you? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, that b'tzaynam uviv karam yilechu levakish to Hashem v'lo yimtzau, you're not going to find Hashem chalatz mayam, because Hashem did chalitza. So Amar Leh, so the Rabbi Gamliel said back to the min, he said shaita, besides being a min, you're not just a min, you're a shaita. Miksev chalatz lahem, does it say that Hashem did chalitza to them? Chalatz mayhem ksev, it says Hashem got chalitza from them, which doesn't make any sense, because v'ilu yivama dechaltzu achin, if the yivama had the brothers would take off her shoe, if they were doing the chalitza and they would take off her shoe, midi mashasha isbe, would that have any significance? And here too also, even if you're pshat, that's the way you want to read the pasuk of kevin shalei bana shuv leyivne, that it means that they did chalitza, now you can never get back together. Over here there's no chalitza happening, because it says chalatz mayhem, that Hashem received the chalitza, and if so then anyways that's not really a kasher or a chalitza, and therefore you're not reading the pasuk correctly.